Santa Barbara is on track to meet its 2020 renewable energy goal, but the city's desalination plant accounts for the greatest increase in electricity. Since 2017, the city of Santa Barbara has been pushing its green energy goal of having 50% of the city's municipal buildings' electricity come from renewable energy sources by 2020. With 8 months left in 2019, the city is still 8% shy of its 50% goal by 2020. Since committing to the goal in 2017, the city has installed 3 small-scale solar arrays, 2 at fire stations and another at the Eastside Branch Library. According to Aaliyah Parento, Energy Program Supervisor at the city's Public Works Department, the Eastside Branch Library solar array only began going up about 2 weeks ago. The city has also begun plans for solar arrays at Santa Barbara Airport and Granada Garage. Back in 2017, when the City Council committed to the renewable energy goal, the city was getting about 30% of its energy from renewables. Now the city is sitting at 42% renewable energy usage, with 8 months to meet its 50% requirement. Parento is gathering information for an environmental plan, which would outline what the city could do in order to achieve its 2030 goal of 100% renewable energy across municipalities and the Santa Barbara community. The problem faced by the city now is the Charles Meyer desalination plant, which fired up back in May 2017. The plant caused a 44% spike in the city's electrical usage, according to the annual energy report for Santa Barbara. This was followed by a 25% increase in the city's electrical spending, which the desalination plant attributed mostly to. However, according to Parento and Joshua Hagmark, the water resource manager, the increase in electricity should be compared to the entire Santa Barbara community's electrical usage. End quote, "It is a lot more energy than our other water supplies, but when you compare it to the overall usage of the community, it really is a small drop of the bucket," said Hagmark. The desalination plant accounted for 40% of resident, business, and city electrical usage. The people of Santa Barbara are not the only ones looking to get benefits from the desalination plant. Montecito and Santa Barbara are finalizing a deal for the desalination plant to supply about 30% of Montecito's water. The agreement would require the construction of a conveyance pipeline to Montecito, which Hagmark believes would cost $10 million and start sometime after the agreement is finalized. Montecito would pay roughly 2/3 of the bill, with Santa Barbara funding the rest with a $10 million grant awarded to the desalination plant last year. According to Hagmark, the agreement between Santa Barbara and Montecito also includes the possibility of expanding the desalination plant to produce more water. However, this is contingent upon the city's water supply. This expansion would bring the desalination plant from its current 3,100 acre-feet per year to 5,000 acre-feet per year of water production. If the city does eventually decide to expand the desalination plant, it would further increase energy demand, but according to Parento, the increase wouldn't significantly affect the city's 2030 goal of 100% renewable energy. In quote, "Even if we do end up expanding the desalination plant at some point, it wouldn't be a huge impact on the community usage. Yes, a big part of the municipal load, but not a big part of the community load." Expanding the desalination plant to produce more water would increase the plant's greenhouse gas emissions by close to 0.5%, bringing the total emissions to 1.1% of all the city's greenhouse gas emissions. The Montecito Water District and Santa Barbara City Council will likely approve the water sales agreement in June, Hagmark said. For KCSB, I'm Hayden Harris.